Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Tomorrow, September 7th, Blessed Carlo Acutis, along with Pier Giorgio Frassati, will be canonized. Two vibrant young men who became saints. Today, I want to tell you about Carlo, and tomorrow, Pier Giorgio. Born on May 3, 1991, in London and raised in Milan, Carlo Acutis showed an extraordinary love for the Eucharist from a very young age. He attended daily Mass, prayed the Rosary, and spent long hours in Eucharistic adoration. At just 10 years old, he said, "Jesus is very creative because he hides in a little piece of bread, and only God could do something so incredible." For Carlo, the moment of the consecration was the most important of his day. He explained, "Who can intercede more for us than a God who offers himself back to God?" And after communion, he prayed, "Jesus, make yourself at home. Live within me as if it were your own dwelling." Now, his life plan was simple. "To always be close to Jesus," he said. "That's my life plan." Yet he also lamented that many people failed to see the gift of the Eucharist, that it really is Jesus. He said, "We can find God in his body, soul, and divinity present in all the tabernacles of the world. If we think about it, we are much more fortunate than those who met Jesus on this earth 2,000 years ago, because we have God really and substantially with us always. It is enough to visit a nearby church. Jerusalem is in every church. So there's no room for despair. God is always with us and will never abandon us. How can people grasp this truth? Throngs of people stand in interminable lines to buy tickets for concerts or soccer matches. But I don't see crowds of people lined up outside the church waiting to see Jesus in the Eucharist. This should make us pause and reflect. Perhaps people really haven't yet understood. Jesus is present among us in his very body, just as he was during his mortal life among his friends. If we reflected on this seriously, we would never leave him alone in the tabernacles, waiting for us with love, wanting to help us and to support our earthly journey." What amazing words by a young man. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. From a young age, Carlo had an extraordinary aptitude for computers and technology. By grade school, he was programming and exploring advanced computer science topics typically reserved for university students. Even though he was largely self-educated, he saw the internet as a tool for evangelization and a means to reach people who might never encounter the gospel otherwise. He said, "The internet is a gift from God, but it's also a responsibility, and we must use it to bring the truth to others, not falsehood." At the age of 11, Carlo began developing a website dedicated to cataloging all the Eucharistic miracles recognized by the Catholic Church. The site includes detailed descriptions, historical context, photographs, and maps of over 136 Eucharistic miracles. His work expanded beyond the internet. He designed multimedia exhibition displaying panels of these miracles, which have been hosted in over 10,000 parishes worldwide, including major cities like New York, Rome, Tokyo. We've had them here in Kansas City, probably in your city as well. Carlo's goal was to rekindle faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, especially among those who were doubtful or indifferent. He said, "The more we receive the Eucharist, the more we become like Jesus, so that on this earth we will have a foretaste of heaven." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Carlo had a deep conviction that each person is uniquely created by God with specific gifts, talents, and a distinct purpose. He saw individuality as a divine attribute to be embraced and celebrated, and he often reminded his friends, all people are born as originals, but many die as photocopies. In a world where we are pressured to conform to appearances, trends, and shallow standards, Carlo reminds us that our value does not come from the approval of other people. It comes only from God. And he repeated this often. Everyone is born with their own originality, but many people lose it by trying to be like someone else. If we want to find our true identity and worth, then we will look inward and upward, finding our true value in our relationship with God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In early October 2006, and only just 15 years old, Carlo was diagnosed with an aggressive form of leukemia. Confronted with this life-threatening illness, he accepted it with total trust in divine providence, and he saw his suffering not as a misfortune, but a privileged way to draw closer to Jesus. Carlo consciously chose to offer up his pain for the intentions of the Pope and the Church, embracing the fact of redemptive suffering, that our own pain can really contribute to the salvation of others when offered to God. He said, "I offer all the suffering I will have to suffer for the Lord, for the Pope, and for the Church." And despite intense pain, he declined the use of morphine, explaining that he wanted to remain as lucid as possible, saying, "I want to share as much as possible in the suffering of Jesus on the cross." Even in his final days, Carlo showed deep concern for those around him. He comforted his parents and expressed gratitude to the medical staff, often asking how they were doing. Through it all, Carlo maintained a joyful spirit, reassuring his loved ones about his readiness to go to God. He said, "I am happy to die because I have lived my life without wasting even a minute on things that do not please God." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Carla went to heaven on October 12, 2006. 7 years later, a Brazilian 4-year-old named Matheus was in line with his family to visit a relic of Carlo Acutis. Now, Matheus was born with a rare problem. Part of his pancreas had grown in a ring around his stomach and intestines, squeezing them so that he could hardly eat. He weighed only 20 pounds, vomited constantly, and lived in continual pain. Doctors said he would not live past the age of 5. Matheus' mother, however, began a novena to Carlo for her son's healing. At the veneration of the relic, she told her son that Carlo was in heaven and encouraged him to ask Carlo for whatever he wanted. Sitting on his grandpa's lap, Matheus lunged and kissed the relic, stating out loud his intention: stop vomiting. Witnesses saw the touching moment, heard what the child said, and afterward, Matheus told his family, I'm healed. And then at home, he requested his brother's favorite foods and ate heartily for the first time in his life. Scans confirmed that his pancreas had, in fact, changed dramatically, and the doctors were mystified. Matheus' new friend from heaven, Carlo Acutis, had obtained a miracle from the Lord. And this was the miracle that paved the way for his canonization. Now, Carlo is known as the patron of the internet, and he demonstrated that faith and modern life are not at odds. His life serves as a testament to how technology can be integrated well with spirituality to enrich both, which is exactly, precisely our hope with this Rosary podcast. And his Eucharistic Miracles exhibition and website continue to be powerful tools for evangelization, reaching millions and inspiring initiatives that merge technology with the gospel. And so we follow the life plan of Carlo to always be close to Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to make everyone aware of a very serious situation that we need to do something about. There have been virtually no Christian pilgrims to the Holy Land for almost 2 years now, and we are in danger of those churches closing. I want to invite you to go with me on a mission to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, and to all the holy sites of Jesus and Mary this November 8th, 2025. Archbishop Naumann is in the Holy Land right now. And he just sent me a text this morning saying, the Holy Land is safer than any U.S. city. Help me on this mission. Without pilgrims, the churches close. We've got to keep them open. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages. You'll see we have a fantastic price for this trip. Help us keep the sites open. Go with us this November 8th. Well, I want to let everyone know that the meditation today on Carlo Acutis and the one tomorrow on Pier Giorgio Frassati is based on a draft written by one of our team members, Dave Staples. We're grateful for his contribution, and also we want to congratulate him and his wife on the birth of their 9th child.
Incredible.
A little girl named Marigold. What a beautiful name. Dave and John Leyendecker are part of our team who spearhead evangelization and forming Catholic school teachers and advancing every part of the mission of the School of Faith in the Cincinnati Archdiocese. So, I know what struck me about this meditation, but I'm curious what struck you.
Well, then I'll be brief because I'm very curious what you have to say. Early on in this meditation, you made a point that really surprised me because there's so much to think about in this entire meditation, but just that God gives himself to us that we can give him back. And that's, I've heard that idea so many times before, but it struck me in a very different way this time because in the context of a saint like Carlo Acutis, where he had such a short life, it's the reminder that it might seem silly, kind of like a parent giving their kid a gift to give back to the parent. But when you put it in the context that God gives us everything, so we can only sacrifice to him what he gives to us, because he gives us everything. And then putting that in the context of even our lives are only, they're only gifts from God, and we can only give them back to him.
Yeah.
Or waste it away, yeah, which is no use of the gift at all.
Yeah.
But it seems so difficult to conceptualize. How do you live a life that you know you're losing? But we're all losing our lives at different rates, and we'll never really know. But the kind of faith that Carlo had, that was just so hopeful, and he didn't waste a moment of it. That's a life we can all live,
yeah,
whether we have a couple months or a couple decades left. But no matter what, those are days, years, months given to us by God. I just think he's an incredible witness to that. And especially, I was really thinking about, we're always a bit at war with how we handle technology right now. Feels like we're constantly figuring it out because it's adapting so quickly. And he gives me a lot of hope, because it really is about how you use that tool.
Yeah. I love what you're bringing up, though, about this. I call it the great exchange.
Mm.
God gives us human life, and then he says, if you'll offer your life back to me, the gift I've already given you, this human life, I'll give you divine life.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just take your human, yeah, life and throw it away, and you end up with nothing.
Mm-hmm. I will say, there's nothing better, even from just the very limited human experience of that exchange. If I bring a donut to my nephew, and then he bites off a tiny little corner and gives it to me, what is much better than even the donut is just the relationship you share with, yeah, someone. And it's such a small gift, because obviously I'm an adult and I can buy a donut whenever I want.
Yeah.
But a little crumb that like a four-year-old gives to you is the greatest thing they can offer you, because they're willing to sacrifice that to you. And it shows their gratitude, and it shows their development of selfless love,
yeah,
which is a hard thing for a little kid to develop at that young of an age. And that's the beauty of the exchange.
That is the exchange rate, is the gift of oneself.
Yeah.
And yeah, we all want to live to a ripe old age. But after a billion, trillion, exponentially, whatever number you want to say, years in, mm-hmm, heaven, what's the difference between, yeah, 15 years, 60 years, 90 years? It's nothing. All that matters is giving yourself to God to share in his life for eternity.
Yeah.
But we get so crazy down here,
mm-hmm,
about little things. Think of all the times we've been so mad and we can't even remember what we were mad about.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me. But what, I'm so curious now what had struck you originally.
His line about God making everybody unique, and then we try to make ourselves into photocopies.
Oh, I love that line. Because it's so true. And I think, at least in the context of social media, I think we're all flipping back and forth wildly between trying to be incredibly unique and trying to blend in. I think it's also what most people experience in a condensed way throughout middle school and high school. And then college, you get a bit more independence and you can kind of develop your identity with a little bit more privacy. But it's such a difficult world right now where our identities are always on display and we're constantly measuring ourselves. And it really does make you want to become a photocopy, but it's such a devastating end for an individual.
Yeah. Our, every person, I mean, it's cliche, but it's not. Every person has a unique identity, a unique calling.
Mm-hmm.
That every person has a unique calling that can only be made known to us by God. And so, but look at the temptation we fall into. We spend so much time on the internet, and then we don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Where the only way we'll know who we are is by spending time in prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not even just to spend time alone, but to spend time alone in reflection, and to spend time alone in reflection with the greatest guide you can find.
Well, I mean, the one who gave you your identity.
Yeah.
Is giving you your identity.
Mm-hmm. It's like if I bought a new Les Paul and I could sit down with Les Paul and he's like, this is how you play this guitar.
Yeah.
But it's you.
What if Les Paul knew you perfectly and built a guitar just for you?
Are you telling me maybe I should just go hang out with Craig?
Just for you.
Exactly. But that's the beauty of that sort of... One of the things we learn when we create and when we give to others and when we are in discussion about those things with others. And I think that's not often how we look at meditation, but we should have those experiences with people so that we can understand what it's like to do that with God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fundamental question, who am I? What am I supposed to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what stage in your life you're at, the only person who can give you the answer is God in prayer. Now, parents, friends, spiritual directors, they can help you discern God's voice, but they can't replace it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.